This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed as the nation's 115th justice on the Supreme Court.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for Let's Go Back in Time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Unrest turns to looting, arrests, and injured police officers in Philadelphia Monday afternoon as police shoot a man armed with a knife. 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was having an altercation with another man when police arrived. Mr. Wallace turned his attention to police and was approaching officers. He was commanded to drop the knife, but didn't, according to police. Officers began to retreat, and when the suspect was about 10 feet away and ignoring commands, police opened fire. The police officers then rushed Mr. Wallace to the hospital, where he later died. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw at the scene talking with the community.
I'm here to listen. I don't have answers for what happened today, but, you know, I understand.
An unidentified man at the scene vents to 6 ABC Action News in Philadelphia.
They didn't use a taser. They didn't use a taser. And why are officers in the community that's not of this community? They're not of this community. So when they're coming down here to police this community, they're scared.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republicans praised Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got a new Supreme Court justice, as expected, according to a party line. Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed and sworn in last night. An exciting time here for the court, and we'll see, you know, what happens. I mean, the Democrats are really upset about it, obviously, you know, trying to say that this broke precedent and all the other rhetoric that went along with it. See, this is what is problematic, and this is where politicians lose credibility, is when the rhetoric is so extended and so exaggerated that it's just incredible. And, you know, what are we to believe? We can't believe them in a normal everyday context. How do we believe them when policies become rather serious? And of course, we've been trained here recently that there's not much you can count on when it comes to some of these politicians. And sadly, what they do in terms of disturbing the unity at a time when we need unity and we need people coming together, you've got these politicians that are so self-serving and all they can think about is their own personal interests, and then all the threats that go along with it, like, you know, packing the court, and, you know, they're going to make you pay, you know, make you pay for this. And that, you know, and of course, I love it when you have one senator who has been known to be less than truthful about certain things. He's got caught several times. Says that, you know, when people lie, there's consequences to be paid. It's like, well, from your mouth to everybody's ears, go figure. We've got Keith Mark with us now. Keith is the founder of Hunter Nation and host of Great American Tales on the Outdoor Channel, and recent recipient of an appointment to the U.S. Department of Interior and spokesperson for HuntTheVote.com. Keith, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. And it's actually HuntTheVote.org. Wanted to get that straight for you.
Oh, good. Okay, not com.org. Okay, let me get that squared away. Okay, good. So HuntTheVote.org. So tell us about Hunt the Vote, what you've been doing, and how we're moving things along here as we quickly approach November the 3rd.
Well, when I first met the president in 2016, there were still 17 Republicans in the primary. I was at an event, and he said, Keith, you want to know why politicians don't come around these hunting events? It's because hunters don't vote. And when we got the data, it was really heartbreaking. In the state of Wisconsin, where there's nearly a million hunters, 325,000 of them hadn't voted in the last two election cycles. A third of them weren't even registered to vote. Pennsylvania, 616,000. Minnesota, another 213,000. I mean, it's just the numbers are staggering. And so we said, hey, look, we've got this group of hardy, you know, traditional American loving value individuals. We have to get them to the polls because, quite frankly, if you look at this election, what's on the ballot? Well, the Second Amendment is on the ballot. Religious freedom is on the ballot. Safety, law and order is on the ballot. And certainly our hunting lifestyle is on the ballot. You can't let apathy kill our country, hunters. And so that's what we've done. And to a great success so far, I might admit.
Well, that's excellent. Great job. And you're working with a friend of ours, David Bernhardt, there, who is the Secretary of Interior. Great guy. Had a chance to sit down with him last January, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to, you know, these COVID restrictions will be set aside, and we'll be able to get together for the SHOT Show that happens every year in Vegas. So I've received an invitation again, so we'll see if it, in fact, takes place. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, I hope it does. I don't know if you saw this, but SCI just canceled their convention. It's really tragic what's going on in some of these states where they're just locking down, you know, hunters, outdoor activities, gun shows, et cetera. But I would say on a personal note, you mentioned I host Great American Tales, and tomorrow night on the Outdoor Channel at 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm hosting a show, and my guests include Donald Trump Jr., Jeff Foxworthy, Ted and Shemaine Nugent, and Michael Waddell. It's an incredible show. We're going to tell stories. We're going to talk about the issues that matter to hunters and those of us that, you know, believe in traditional American values. Of course, with Jeff there, there's going to be laughter, and rumor has it, Ted did bring his guitar, so it should be great.
Well, yeah, let's kick it out together. Well, you know, Keith, I got to tell you, I'm shocked by the numbers, frankly, that hunters are so disengaged with the body politics and not getting involved. That really surprises me, and God bless you for doing something about it instead of just, you know, hanging around, because that's the problem. And the reason our country is in the situation that it is people have become apathetic, and the elites are happy to take over. And look what they've done. They've all but run our nation into the ground here. But for Donald Trump, I mean, he is like the last man standing here for, you know, for freedom and the American way of life.
Yeah, for hunters, if you just look at it, this administration has opened up 4.1 million acres of land for public access that weren't available before. They've allocated almost another $1 billion to buy additional land for the exact same purpose. Look what they did up there at the Great Lakes with the Great Lakes Restoration and all the fisheries surround that beautiful bodies of those beautiful bodies of water. And then down at the Everglades, I mean, they have literally put their activities and they're in the motion to help the American sportsmen. And so there's really a lot of good positives that are out there for hunters and sportsmen. We just need to get out and vote our values.
Well, without a doubt. And also, we know that this president and administration and David Bernhardt, as I mentioned earlier, they're very proactive about opening, you know, some of these heretofore, you know, government-owned property, which I believe the government should own less. That it should be all public land. We should have access to it. And that's, you know, that's a boon for hunters, is it not?
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, the president himself makes a cameo on my television show that's going to air tomorrow night. And one of the things that he talks about is exactly that, how important it is that the American sportsmen and women have access and touts what they've done to do that. So you're 100% correct. During the COVID, I didn't know any of my hunting buddies that were worried about meat not being in the store because, you know, they're reliant, self-sufficient, disciplined, and they had it. I don't know any of my hunting friends that were fighting over toilet paper because they were prepared, right, you know, for all of that. And I think if anything good comes out of this, I think you're going to see some people realizing that to be self-sufficient and self-reliant, yes, there's a value in that. Rugged individualism, it's not as bad as some of the folks want you to believe it is.
Mm-hmm. No, well, the deal is when you talk about surviving, Keith, like you said, you know, our country would be in serious trouble. I mean, they've done analysis, said, look, if you just take the ATM machines, you know, if we had a shock to our grid, an electronic shock, you know, within a week, I mean, you start seeing an incredible number of victims, you know, that would be, because they just don't know how to survive. I mean, you know, we've gotten so far away from it that God forbid that we run into this problem. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, this is a little bit of a warning call for us to look at and say, okay, what would happen, and how would our family survive? How would we manage And so this really brings to focus the things that, you know, you have known for a long time. You've trained others. I'm seeing more people getting involved in these, you know, what they call survival classes. But, you know, some of it's common sense, but, you know, it's just a different type of America if we're subjected to something that attacks us by way of, you know, our normal way of life. And in a sense, that's what COVID has done, has it not?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I encourage your...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up when we come back.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery, only on some days. Well, okay, maybe most days, but hey, look it. There's a price to be paid when you pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Hey, we're back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're honored to be visiting with Keith Mark. He's with Hunt the Vote. He's the founder of Hunter Nation, host of the Great American Tales on the Outdoor Channel, and recipient of an appointment to the U.S. Department of the Interior and a spokesman for huntthevote.org. Keith, what do you make of these polls that are running around here right now? It's amazing to me. Everywhere I see, Trump signs. My wife and I just did a road trip here last month, traveling from California to Florida, and we only saw two bumper stickers for Biden-Harris. These polls and these numbers that they're throwing out just do not seem to make sense. You know, the president goes and does these rallies. There's thousands of people there, and the thing that they complain about is, oh, there's too many people. They're too close together. They're not all wearing masks, because of the COVID deal. But and Joe Biden, tries to hold any kind of rally, and it's more of a presser, and it's just attended by, press people, and we're supposed to be led to believe that, Joe Biden is 10, 12 points ahead of the president. It just seems like there's a disconnect here.
Well, I just take a look at all these people, like to call them swing states. I don't call any of the states swing states. I call them hunter states and hunting states. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the numbers of hunters in those states, and then you just talk to those folks about their values. They might disagree on who has the best gun or camo, but what they all agree on is the core values of God, family, country, law and order, the Ten Commandments, the Bill of Rights. And so if we can get those people out to vote, I don't think the polls are going to accurately reflect these folks. They're disenfranchised, not voting. It's a block of individuals that just don't participate, haven't participated, but their values are right in line with those of us that believe in God, family, and country.
Exactly.
If you can get those to the polls, it won't be reflected until the final ballots are counted. Mm-hmm. And I'm very comfortable if we can get them out. Like I said, we're seeing it in great numbers in these hunting states. I think there's going to be a big surprise in some of these states when they see these numbers.
Well, what you love about hunters, too, is they'll give it to you straight. they don't have to worry about it. If you poll them, they're going to tell you who they're voting for. They're just straight up, they could care less. The rest of America, they don't want to upset anybody. They'll just in order to get somebody off the phone, maybe they'll just say, well, yeah, I'm voting for Biden. Oh, great, make sure you do, and all that. And, they hang up the phone and go off. But when they get into the booth, those tabletop issues that they constantly talk about, economy, number one. When you got 56%, of Americans, according to Gallup, saying that they're better off today. Now, this is in the midst of COVID. 56% are saying they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. This is huge. This is a bigger number than they've ever had.
Right. I don't disagree with you at all. And if your listeners will go to huntthevote.org, there's a little video on there. It's kind of a poem that I wrote with legendary Ted Nugent. Mm-hmm. And it's been put to video. And it really celebrates God's relationship with the American hunter really from the beginning. Think about this. When the pilgrims landed in North America, what'd they do? They sent a half a dozen people down to the McDonald's to bring back dinner? No. They went out, the rugged, they relied on their hunters to go out and
exactly.
bring the game back, and they fed them. And, this is the history of how our nation was founded. And the bottom line is those exact same people that God could rely on from day one, it's the exact same people that I believe have said enough is enough, and they're going to go to the polls this time, and they're going to vote their values. Now, if you're a candidate out there from the president all the way to the dog catcher race in my local town of Basser, Kansas, if I encourage those hunters to vote their values, find out where each candidate stands on those core values and vote appropriately.
Exactly.
Because we're a not-for-profit. We don't advocate for any candidate or any party. But I think the choice up and down the ballot is crystal clear and simple once you do that analysis of God, family, country, safety, law and order, and so on and so forth. I think the American hunter and sportsmen and women will figure it out pretty easy.
Well, Keith, they can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and we have posted there just the platforms in parallel. the difference between the two platforms. You can read it for yourself. We're not telling you how to do it, but it's just right there. You get the Republican platform, you get the Democratic platform, and on the right side in the third column is some scripture reference to back up, you know, these positional statements, and then you can decide for yourself. But it's very powerful. So BillMartinezLive.com and all these issues, whether it has to do with life, issues of, financial accountability of the government, go right on down the line and you can read it. Because the thing that amazes me, Keith, is just on the surface, is a lot of Americans don't even know the difference between the two parties. They're starting to find out now more so because there's a clear binary choice where you have one party that is promoting a yellow brick road journey down to socialism versus and the other party that's holding to our constitutional values. There's a clear distinction, so people are starting to maybe get a better grip of that, but even still there's some ignorance. So we want to make sure the voters that go out there that they are of the high Q category, that they're, and I appreciate you, admonishing voters to make sure that they understand what they're voting for and, yeah, that they get educated. I mean, we've got some time here. We're not voting. I mean, early voting is going on now in every state of the union, but you don't need to rush there and rush the vote, because there's a lot of people are regretting right now when you've got Joe Biden, who said we're not fracking. I mean, he's back and forth, and I mean, there's just so much evidence that that's what they're going to do. What their ambitions are now as a result of Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed to the court. Now they're saying, hey, they want to stack the court. They want Puerto Rico to come in as a country, open up the borders. I mean, do all these things that are really anti-American, in my humble opinion. But that's for the voter to decide. And you're out there with huntthevote.org. Your goal is to drive at least 300,000 hunters to vote in 2020, which is that's a huge number.
Well, in the state of Michigan already, we have nearly 20,000 hunters that weren't even licensed to vote in 2016 that have already registered and have voted in a state that was decided by less than 11,000. I think by the time the smoke clears in Michigan, we're going to be at 35,000 to 50,000 new hunters participating. We're over 20,000 in Wisconsin right now. Mm-hmm. And you hit the nail right on the head, Bill. We are really in a Paul Revere society now, because mainstream media, it's not telling the truth. It's not getting the facts or information to the people. So it's going to rely on the people to get the information to the people, folks like you and word of mouth around the water coolers and campfires of America. We have to make sure our fellow Americans, whether they're in our bowling league at church or where it might be,
exactly,
we need to make sure they understand where these candidates stand on these critical, crucial issues, and then get them out to vote. I think a lot of times, especially in the hunting and sportsmen and women world, they just didn't want to mix politics with their passion or their hobby or their lifestyle. Well, that time has passed, Bill, because you set this one out. Whether you're a housewife in middle America that should be concerned about public safety, or whether you're a hunter, a gun owner, or whatever it might be, you set this one out, and you wake up November 4 and you see an America that you won't be able to recognize, you're going to wish like heck that you would have gone to the polls. So don't be that guy or gal that has the regrets. Just simply come to the Concord Bridge with the rest of us patriots and vote your values.
Amen. Amen. Well, Keith, you got to believe them when they tell you that, hell yes, we're coming for your guns, right?
Damn right. I agree 100%. There are a group of folks. Heck, I heard they want to come take my AR-14. I don't even know what that is.
Well, they have a rough time with numbers, Keith. But, it's a confusing state of mind, but it's real, and that's your whole point of all this. And, again, we thank you. Great job with huntthevote.org. That's where you want to go for more information. Keith Mark, founder of Hunter Nation and host of Great American Tales. Great show tomorrow night, right?
Yep. Outdoor Channel, 10 p.m. Eastern. You won't want to miss it. Cameo by the president himself.
We'll see you there. Keith Marks, thanks
this
for being with
is
us.
Sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, eligible individuals can research options safely by using informational websites, attending virtual educational events, and scheduling one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veterans Channel Humana.
It's important to research your options, especially veterans who have VA benefits, to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage.
Visit humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is the 115th justice to serve the Supreme Court since day one of the American story.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Justice Clarence Thomas, the longest-serving member of the current court, delivered the constitutional oath of office on Monday night. Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts will complete the process by delivering the judicial oath. ACB starts work Tuesday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And I know when it comes down to it, it still exists with you, and this is what the show is all about. It is a radio show of and for and by we, the people. We're going to remain committed, God willing, to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it's so doggone important with all the lies and deception put out there. I mean, and the thing is, I guess what galls me more than anything else, a lot of these lies are being, you know, perpetrated. I mean, yes, we get the media. We understand, you know, they're into selling headlines and selling papers, and they think that's the way to do that. But eventually, they're absolutely just cremating their own profession industry and losing credibility by the boatloads. But when you have, you know, elected officials that should know better, most of them are attorneys, they're so reckless. They could not talk the way they do in an everyday circumstance, but they're protected. They have immunity, so they can say stupid things, and they're absolutely stupid. And I guess we can be grateful that the voter politic is growing in intelligence, much to the surprise of those on the left that think, hey, well, you know, that's the way it's always been. We've been able to say whatever we want. The people believe us and they just go along. But, you know, the thing is, we still are in a rather precarious situation. And it looks like this 2020 race, as Jeff Cruer, who's going to be coming on in just a moment here, we're joining up our radio shows together and simulcasting, and he's written a great article about the deja vu election, because this is like 2016 all over again. I think Jeff is coming on right now. Jeff, are you there, buddy?
Bill, welcome to the Ringside Program, sir.
Hey, welcome to our show as well. Great to have you. Just bragging on you. Your deja vu election, you're exactly right. I mean, this is in so many ways 2016 all over again.
It is, Bill, and it inspired me to write it when I was looking at the polls, and I remembered back in 2016. I mean, there's so many similarities. One, Hillary Clinton had twice the money of Donald Trump. In this election, Joe Biden's got hundreds of millions more. Two, of course, the media is all behind Biden like they were Clinton. And three, you have the polls coming out showing Biden winning just like they did for Clinton. I think one of the reasons is to try to depress and discourage Trump voters.
But I think it works both ways, Jeff, and I think they're underestimating that because you get Biden voters say, well, why should I bother to vote? It's a shoo-in. And I think there was a little bit of that sentiment that happened in 2016 with Hillary Clinton as well. I mean, they were saying a million to one, you know, were the odds that she would be elected, right?
And, you know, this guy Nate Silver, who's this liberal analyst, and he sort of puts all these polls together, and I saw him recently saying that there's an 87% chance that Joe Biden is going to win, and he had pretty much the same numbers back in 2016. So the same scenario is occurring, Bill, even more so than 2016. They've ramped it up even more.
Well, I think Newt Gingrich hit it on the head the other night when he said that what happens is that you can get all these forecasts and everything, but when you go to the voting booth and it's time to make a decision, he says it's like buying a car. You may look at different cars and you think, hey, this is more sexier, you know, whatever, and I'd love this car. But then, you know, you go to buy the car and your wife's there and says, bucko, it's time to be a little bit more reasonable. We do have four kids and they're not all going to fit in your Porsche. And plus, on top of that, you're blowing the budget and the kids want to eat. So we got to get a little bit reasonable here. And they make the right choice. And this is what's happening with the voters the same way. I mean, we can get caught up in all the fervor and the emotion. But look, at the bottom line is the bottom line. Tell me where Joe Biden anywhere in his career has built anything. I mean, and he talks about building it better. He has no idea of even, I mean, because he and Barack Obama, they didn't have the capacity to consider that America could do better than 1.8 GDP. And Donald Trump blew it out of the water in the first quarter of his administration.
You know, the only thing Joe Biden has built is a network of corruption for his family. He has not built any jobs. He doesn't know anything about the private sector. He's been in government since 1970, 50 years of government. He was out the last few years, but he was running for office, making money. And, yeah, he's just a typical politician who's been around for five decades, Bill, and really someone that would be a throwback. I mean, we'd lose all the things we've gained under Donald Trump, all the progress we've made. Would be back during, it'd be worse in the Obama hell, because I think he'd be even further to the left, Bill.
Well, beyond that, and you touched on something really significant, and people need to really get a hold of this, and that is the corruption. Donald Trump has done a lot to open up the doors and pull back the veil on the corruption on our three-letter agencies throughout our government, a government that would spy on a political campaign the way they've done, trumped up charges to the point that, you know, you would impeach a lawfully elected president of the United States. The thing is they not only have abused this president, but all us chumps who voted for him, according to Biden, we're no longer deplorables. I'm not sure if we got elevated to chumps or if we got knocked further down from deplorables. I'm not sure.
We were irredeemables and yes. And deplorables under Hillary.
Right.
And now we're chumps under Biden. I think we're pretty smart, actually, because we went through all this. And we know what the real deal is, unlike a lot of folks, sadly, who just consume the mainstream news media and believe all these lies, somehow believe that Joe Biden, a guy who's not competent. The other day, Bill, he called Donald Trump George. And he's just so.
Did you see Jill's face? She's sitting next to him. I think she wanted to pass out, going, "Oh my God, no sooner do I defeat the gaffe issue, you bring one back up again."
and of course, he said he's going to put together a great voter fraud organization. And I mean, it's just one gaffe after another with this guy. I don't think he would last long as president, Bill. I really don't.
What would he do on the international stage? I mean, he talks. I mean, here it is. Robert Gates, who worked with him, said that Joe Biden never got one thing right when it came to foreign policy. Ironically, Joe Biden was selected as Obama's vice president because supposedly he had these foreign policy chops. And look what he did and how he misserved us. And, of course, he served himself very well. And these stories, right. I mean, people shouldn't be surprised. I mean, Peter Schweitzer did a great expose in Secret Empire. And this book's been out for, what, almost 3 years. The information has been out there, but it takes a while for the mainstream media to catch up on it. And, you know, it's amazing. Chris Wallace and these others ask questions about it. Go, wait a minute. You are in the news media. That's your job to do. It's not the chairman of the Republican National Committee to answer these questions. We're just saying, hey, we got questions like you. And on normal days, it would be the media that would go after it and do the deep down investigation. But no, we have to these days count on and be thankful for guys like Veritas and James O'Keefe, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They're a treasure, Bill. And thank goodness for them, because the mainstream media doesn't do any investigative reporting anymore. They just, they're now partisan cheerleaders. Instead of being objective journalists searching for the truth, they're trying to cover for Biden, prop up Biden. You saw him coming out of the ice cream place the other day where they asked him, you know, what flavor milkshake he had.
Yeah, really.
And that was the question they asked him. I mean, it's embarrassing. How can you be a reporter and not be totally embarrassed with their performance in covering Joe Biden?
Well, the disservice that they do to the American people, because they're there to document history, to hold our government accountable, and they are missing in action at a great expense, Jeff. To we the people. I mean, when the dust settles and we look back on this time in history, that's what historians are going to ask. They're going to say, where was the media? Where was the free press?
Right.
Missing in action, right?
Yeah. You know, Edward R. Murrow is rolling over in his grave. You know, Huntley, Brinkley. I mean, people that were real journalists, they're gone. And,
yes.
And now it's just Democrat partisans and you're right, Bill. A tremendous disservice has been done to the American people.
Well, Jeff Carrere, again, it's always a pleasure to be on your show and to, you know, talk story, but to talk about real life. This is a serious, serious election that we're in, the heart and soul. But it doesn't even stop with this year. It's going to continue because the Democrats have proven they're not going to stop. We may have a little bit of sanity remaining a bit in the Supreme Court, but they're going to do everything they can to go after that institution. They've made that real clear, haven't they?
They have, and Bill, I think we need to keep fighting them every step of the way. Cause
maybe
really
you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing. Our politicians are corrupt and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.3...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Oh, voting, 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 elections, elections, COVID-19, Hunter Biden laptops, sex tapes. I mean, does anybody talk about anything that's fun anymore? Oh, that's right. We have the good news girl, Samantha Mouse, with us, and she's got some great stories to share with us. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. Hey, this first story got my attention. A man tweets, "I am not okay." And people around the world rally to show their support. You know, sometimes we're told that we don't have because we don't ask. But this man, I guess he was on his last knot of that rope and just said, you know, I mean, it's like an SOS. I'm not okay. What do you do when you get a message like that, right?
That's right. So Edmund O'Leary, he is from Southeast England, and he tweeted on Friday night. He said, "I'm not okay. I'm feeling rock bottom. Please take a few seconds to say hello if you see this tweet." And I'm sure to his surprise, and maybe the surprise of everybody else who started posts, there ended up being over, at least at the time of this article's publishing, 76,000 comments of people
around
the world.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
He's still reading them. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. You know, we here with billions of people on this planet, and loneliness is a huge issue. No question, COVID-19 has exacerbated the problem all the more. But that's why we often talk about, you know, that aptly spoken word and maybe a smile, a gesture that lifts somebody. I mean, you just never know what it's going to be like, and you just never know even if your neighbor is lonely. And, we've been talking about this lately, Sam, and see if this rings with your, you know, with your spirit. And that is that because of COVID and all this fussing that's, you know, this political fussing that's been going on, we've become rather selfish and introspective. And I think that that's unfortunate because that's really not America. I mean, you know, because America as a country and not necessarily as our political representatives, because what we're finding out is they haven't really represented us in the way that we would want them to, because it doesn't really reflect our heart. Because whenever there's a national tragedy, who's leading the parade with money and services but the United States of America? I mean, we're a giving, we're a supporting, we're a loving nation, really, in so many ways. I mean, you can look at these exceptions and things that we're still dealing with, but that's really not
not the heart, the true heart and soul of America at large. There might be some exceptions to this, and I think we're working on it. We're committed to do that. I guess I just wanted to encourage people that we need to get out of our bunkers here and be ourselves and be the loving people that we are, and look out for our neighbors and see what's going on. You know, we haven't seen our neighbor because of COVID or whatever reason. You know, why can't you just do a welfare check yourself? Just knock on the door. Hey, checking. Everything okay? You know, bring over a little pot roast or maybe some banana nut bread. You know, it's the season of giving, isn't it?
That's true. And, you know, sometimes I think even when a community comes together to help one person, I think it helps the community too.
Without a doubt, yes.
You know, it helps them. It makes everybody kind of feel not alone, and it kind of humanizes people too. When you see them being vulnerable, it kind of makes you put all that other stuff aside and think, you know, let us be good. And, you know, America does embody that a lot. And,
yeah.
I have to
well, service is so important. And Sam, I got to tell you, admittedly, last week the wife unit had signed us up to do, to go to this warehouse and pack up all this food for Thanksgiving. They're getting ready, and you go and you pack up all this food together, and you run up and down these aisles and everything like that. I mean, I think that day I must have, my son who counts steps. It had to be 15,000, 20,000 steps because we were just going on and on. I mean, and it was like, and I'm thinking, well, first of all, I was reticent. I wasn't sure I wanted to go. And, because I got a lot of stuff to do with the radio show and other excuses. But I thought, you know, in the spirit of service, because I just asked God, I said, God, I need to serve. I need to do something. What else can I, what can I do? And I get this and I'm going, well, maybe something else, you know, but I reluctantly went. And even in the first, 30 minutes, I'm going, oh, man, I'm looking at my watch, and this is going to be we're there at 2 o'clock. We start going, and it's nonstop. I mean, you're hustling. And a half hour, 45 minutes, I'm going, man, I'm not sure I can last. I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, wow, this is not easy work. I mean, because you're loading up these boxes, and you're pushing them down this aisle, and, you know, they're not on rollers, but, you know, whatever, but you're filling up the boxes for people. And next thing you know, I mean, we got past the 45-minute mark, and I'm going, okay, we're going. But you get down towards the end, about a half hour left, and they make this announcement, oh, we need 250 boxes more. Can we get those done in the last half hour? Of course, everybody hustled like crazy, and we were able to do that. But all that to say that, you know, as you start to do it, maybe you don't feel like it. It's a little bit of a sacrifice. But at the end of the day, I mean, oh, my gosh, muscles were sore. My back was sore. I'm going to get me some ibuprofen and a stiff drink. But, after everything was all said and done, it was just fun to meet some new people and serve with people and know that you were blessing. In our particular case, we ended up filling something like, I don't know, over 1,250 boxes for families, and that was just our shift. But 1,250 families that are going to be blessed for Thanksgiving and have food that otherwise they would not have if it wasn't for the efforts of the food bank there.
That's amazing. And, you know, I think it would make you feel happy to see when you hear feedback from those people who have been blessed, them talking about what a difference it made for them. I'm sure I thought it'd make something like that where people want to do it again next year. It makes it a lot, you know, sometimes just hearing the gratitude from people or the way you bless somebody makes hard work worth it.
You know, and I think the other thing is that by the same token, you know, you do things that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand's doing. And in that translation, it's that idea that you do it and you just trust that it's going to go to the right families. They're going to be blessed and it's okay. I know it's sometimes it's nice to hear feedback, but sometimes it's okay too, because you know that your heart was there. And going back to that axiom, it's better to give than receive. And the gift is in the giving, you know, of time and service to people who are having a rough time, especially during this COVID season where, people just aren't making the money that they made. They've taken a big hit. We're still waiting on a stimulus from the government, ashamedly. And, you know, we need to make sure that people get their, you know, get money. I mean, this is taxpayer money. And you tell me what taxpayer would not want you know, their friends, their neighbors to have money that has been set aside for them. You know, the fact that it's mired in this political morass is quite upsetting to everyday Americans to say, look, at, you know, you need to open up, you know, open up the treasury. It's amazing. You'll open up the treasury for your own personal interests. But when it comes to the people's interests, who, by the way, are responsible for putting money in the treasury, you need to act with expediency. And this silliness about an election and favoring one side or another. I mean, last time I checked, the people that are suffering from COVID are not all Republicans. They're not all Democrats. We're all Americans, and we deserve some help here, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I hope that it comes soon, because it's been taking much longer than any of us.
No, yeah, it's almost unforgivable the way this has been bogged down. They need to get the money to the people. This next story, you've got a bummed, speaking of bummers, a bummed Michigan man who buys an extra lottery ticket and he wins. I mean, you know, he wins not only $1 million on the first ticket, but he wins $1 million on the second ticket. Why was he bummed to begin with?
So I guess he was kind of bummed because he accidentally purchased. He thought maybe it was a waste of money because he had these special numbers in mind that were his family's birthday. Mm-hmm. This is up in Dearborn, Michigan. This is Samir Mazahem. He has an app for the lottery, and he was trying to save these numbers because they were special to him, and ends up, he thought, wasting $2 buying two lottery tickets with the same exact numbers, you know, which we don't necessarily always do that on the same, for the same lottery, buy two tickets with the same numbers. But this worked out for him because each ticket was worth $1 million. He ended up hitting the jackpot, basically.
That's hysterical.
He matched the five balls. Yes. You know, it's like you never know what kind of fluke. And I thought this was a cool story because I've never heard of somebody buying two tickets that won a lottery, you know.
With the same numbers.
With the same exact numbers. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
You know, I love accidents like that. You know, you think you wasted $2 and you made quite a few. And now he's going to buy a house and have some money set aside for retirement.
Well, God bless him. That's awesome.
That is great.
Great story. Hey, we were just talking about neighbors, you know, being kind to one another, checking on one another. And here you've got a situation where opposing political views, and they still manage to stay friends, right?
That's right. So these two neighbors, and I love the story. It's the Gateses and the Mitchells. You know, so the Gateses are lifelong Democrats, the Mitchells are lifelong Democrats, and they put a Joe Biden sign in their yard, and this is in Pittsburgh, and the Gateses, who live next door, they're lifelong Republicans, and they've got a Donald Trump sign in their yard, and one cool thing that they did, each yard also put another sign in their yard that said, "We heart them," and pointed
cool.
the yard next to them.
Very
and,
cool, yes.
These families have three kids about the same age. They're involved in hockey and do different things together. They grow up, and they're just like, you know, that's just something we're able to have discussions. We're able to understand that just because we don't come to the same conclusion doesn't mean we're not all good people. And to me, people like this are the role models that we should all be kind of looking towards, because it's easy to just get hostile or to believe everybody on the opposing side, so to speak.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily a person of good value, but they are, and I love seeing stuff like this. It takes a lot of, you know, a lot of good heart. And
without a doubt. Well, Samantha Mouse, the good news girl, now you know why, and this there's so much more at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You've got a story here about a people meeting during cancer treatment, and wow, what a great story, and others.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part?
Resort, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters I...